Welcome to Pursuing True North's Truth of the Week series. I'm Catherine King.
And I'm Jenny Scioto. This week's Truth of the Week is Philippians 4:7. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. New King James Version. I love this verse. It's simple and very clear. which is what I need some days. But the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding and guards your heart and mind, like, God is there for you to give you peace. Almost like what we were talking about too back with the armor of salvation. You know, he will guard your heart and mind.
He definitely offers what we can't get on our own.
Yeah.
And we can't get from any other source. The peace of God is different from the security and the control that we think we have. There is no real peace with me thinking that I can handle everything. I've got it under control. I can. There is no peace for me with that.
No, it's a lot of work.
It's a lot of stress. So God comes in and offers peace that is only found through Christ Jesus. But this peace, it guards your heart and your mind. I don't know about you, but my heart and my mind, I feel, can sometimes get fairly vulnerable to thoughts and spiritual attacks and self-harm of my own nasty thoughts towards myself or my situations.
Yeah, that's huge. I mean, hearts are easily led astray.
Oh, gosh.
Especially. I mean,
the two fight with each other, the heart and the mind. My goodness. Your heart and your feelings may be telling you one thing, but your mind's like, hold up. Nope. Wait.
Well, and
or go ahead and do it.
Exactly. Well, society right now is like, oh, do whatever your heart feels or follow your heart. No, don't follow your heart. If I followed my heart, I'd be married to my high school sweetheart. Like, and I in a garage band somewhere. Like,
I'm so glad we don't always get the desires of of our feelings.
I thank the good Lord that he has not given me the desires of my heart at times, because I
absolutely
have been completely led astray. That's why we're supposed to bring it back to God and kind of try to align our heart and mind with God, because in him we will find the peace. If we just follow our hearts and minds, we can get ourselves tangled up.
Rabbit holes that go for miles. Well, what's interesting is there is a verse about delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. I'm not sure exactly where that is. Just Google it. they'll tell you. But what I think that verse is saying is kind of along the lines of as you have this walk with God, as you delight yourself in things
that about God,
it changes the desires of your heart. And so when our hearts get in line and our desires get in line with our mind focusing on and meditating on Christ, as all those things line up together, then we do get desires that are in our hearts because God put them there.
Yeah.
And instead of us going off on whatever weird feeling or whim, I mean, you can even go to like road rage. One minute you're singing praise and worship music in the car, having a good time. Somebody cuts you off and acts like a fool, and then you just verbally lost everything. You're like, wait a second. I mean, that's how quickly feelings and emotions can change, just in the blink of an eye. So if we were to follow every way the wind blows,
oh,
and people do this, and it's you've got to be leaving a trail like a tornado if that's what you're doing. This is talking about you will get peace from God, which surpasses any kind of understanding, and that will guard your heart and your mind. And that's what we need. We need our mind and our hearts guarded so we don't tornado through life and damage everything in our path.
Exactly. We need to make sure that we're aligning ourselves with God and inviting the peace of God into our hearts and mind.
I really like the verse preceding this one, which is very popular verse. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. That's the peace that shows up when you give up your anxiousness, you show up, you pray and you thank God for all the amazing things that he is and the amazing things that he does for us. And this peace shows up. This peace just covers you like a warm blanket, and it doesn't actually make any sense to the world, and nothing else you can do will give you that same peace. Talking a little bit more about that verse before, I think if we train ourselves to spot our anxiety and we make anxiety just synonymous with praying, like when we're anxious, while we recognize the anxiousness, we immediately go to prayer. Like if we could make That's those good. Two things, like I'm anxious, I need to pray. Yeah. Like just if somehow we could get the light switch to go off, if we could just, and I think we got to train ourselves. We have to make that a practice of recognizing. I mean, all of this is such a practice. This is a journey. This is not.
But it is true. And it's one of those where, when you train yourself, though, because we're humans, we are definitely trainable.
We're trainable. We're good dogs.
But if we train ourselves to then, every time we're anxious, pray one of these verses, one of these truths of the weeks, replacing that anxiousness with God's truth will give us this peace that he talks about that surpasses all understanding, all human understanding. God's peace will surpass all of it.
I like what you said about picking a truth of the week. Pick a verse. Mm-hmm. Pick something that resonates with your soul that reminds you to trust God in your anxiousness, and repeat that verse over your situation, because that is our weapon against anxiousness, against control, against fear. That's our weapon. Yeah. And I love
that. And I think
that's
why some people, one of the most famous verses ever is, I can do all things through Christ. That is one of the most simplest things that when you're feeling depressed or against a mountain and there's no way that you can do it, you can just say that simplest verse, I can do all things through Christ Jesus. Every bit of scripture is given to us to learn something and to follow and incorporate in our hearts and go through it. Now, if we have a hard time memorizing things, which I know I tend to mix things up, but even I, when I've gone through bouts of depression or just circumstances that I thought I'd never get out of, replacing that lie of I will never get out of this circumstance with I can do all things through Christ Jesus is one of the simplest things, and that gives you right there the peace that God means for you.
It's transformed your mind from focusing on what your problem is to focusing on what God can and will do.
Yes.
And when we transform our mind, which is what we're working on, we're trying to transform from our old self into the best version of who we can be. And
exactly.
By replacing those thoughts, those negative harsh things going through our heads all day, replacing it with something like you said, a verse that strengthens you and reminds you, hey, yeah, trust God. He's the one that's going to take care of you. He's the one that's got this. You have everything you need in Him.
Yeah, and we'll give you peace. You can pick one verse or several verses depending on the situation. You can print one out of the truth of the week. Just pick something that speaks to your heart and start replacing the lies with the truth that God has given us.
And the more you meditate and the more you search for God in the scriptures, the more you seek His face, the more He's going to reveal to you more of His words and more of His truth. And exactly, you can just continue to rest in that. And honestly, one of the most beautiful things I think about scripture is, for one, my memory, if it's not something fresh that I've mm-hmm. written down, it can be a little difficult for me to remember as much as I'd like to. But the way God's word seems to work is, as you spend time, it settles somewhere in a place deep within your soul, I think, instead of even just your mind. And as you walk through and learn more and do more, His words will pop up inside of you. It kind of springs up out of your soul, and it will remind you of who He is. And we need those reminders when life gets scary and cloudy and anxious.
Yeah, because that will get us through any worldly attack, spiritual attack, anything we're going through. These truths written in our hearts will get us through.
One way for me that helps guard my heart and my mind when I'm having a hard time with something, not only is it praying, but worshiping God, turning on either a favorite praise and worship song or just putting on Pandora and letting Pandora pick what song's coming on. As I focus my mind and my soul onto praising God and worshiping Him,
yeah, totally,
there's an extra peace that comes over me when I do that as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Do you do that too?
Oh, yes. And that'll get me out of a good funk too.
Yes, it does. Like, you need to get your mind right. You cannot be mm-hmm. anxious and praise God at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, it will change you. I know there was a worship night, a women's worship night a little while ago, and I was just in a funk, and I did not have it within me. I was just kind of, I wanted to be there because I knew I was going to be in the presence of God and I was going to be around worship, and I just needed to be there. But I couldn't even bring myself, because of where I was mentally that day and the day before, to even sing out loud. But I allowed myself to get in position and show up and just basically, okay, God, I need you to renew me. I need refreshing. And sure enough, by the third song in this worship night, I was able to sing. And I just had His, like, peace just showered over me in that moment. And it changed my mind. It changed my countenance. And
that's a good point too, that, like, you showed up. You didn't feel like it. You didn't really want to, but you still did it. Like, you still showed up and then gave yourself over to it, and it changed you. You probably left feeling a lot better than when you first went in.
Oh, I did. I mean, the previous 2 days, I had pretty much just been too much crying, like way too much crying.
And you don't want to live there. No. Like, you don't want to live in the anger and the angst or the crying and the sadness.
No.
Like, you want to have that freedom. You want to have that joy. And that's what you just described is the perfect way of walking out faith.
Yeah, that peace only That peace, I can only get it from God. Of all the things I've ever tried, of all the things I've ever done, of all the other ways I've tried to satisfy my soul, the only thing that truly gives me peace and gives me rest is God.
That's beautiful.
Our challenge this week is spot your anxiety, spot what you're freaking out about, and pray.
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 Keep praying.
And when you're done with that,
pray some more.
And then what?
Pray.
Pray. Okay. We're so glad you joined us today. Hit subscribe so you don't miss a thing and catch all the new happenings at pursuingtruenorth.com.
Don't forget to like and share us. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you next week.